All right, we're going to talk today on the original man. I hope that makes sense. You see our series, Not Ashamed. I hope all of you got that when you get through this series, that you're not ashamed of the gospel. You know, we got people today that don't stand for the truth. And I'll tell you what, and I've said it many, many times, I believe every word in this Bible. I believe it from cover to cover. Just read it and accept it. You'll never go wrong. But majority of people today, majority of preachers today, do not believe this Bible. They really don't. One of the biggest problems with people that don't believe the Bible is called the gap theory. They believe from Genesis 1 to Genesis 2, and even the great Scofield, which I love him, but he said there were millions of years between Genesis 1 and Genesis 2. Even when I went to Bible college, and they had a pure gospel, the president taught between Genesis 1 and Genesis 2, there's a great gap of millions and millions of years. According to creation research, there's only possibly 7 Bible colleges in America that believe there was no gap, and we're one of them. When I first started this church, I was a gapist. How long were you a gapist, Pastor? For about 1 month. I started reading some creation books, and after I read the first, the Genesis flood with Whitcomb and Morris, I was no longer a gapper. You can't be a Bibleist and be a gapper. Can't be done. Okay, are you ready for this one? Jonah was in the belly of the whale for 3 days and 3 nights. Okay, let me do a gap portion. Jonah was in the belly of the whale for 3 billion years. That'd be a horrible time, wouldn't it? You know what Jonah said when he got spit out? The whale said, gulp, gulp, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is. Get rid of Jonah. Can't believe I even remembered that one. They say you start losing your memory at 45. I was so happy to hear that. 45, I couldn't understand why so much of my staff can't remember anything. I went to Jason Tanney, and I said, could you help me with this thing I don't know the answer of? And he didn't know it either. And he's not even, I think he's 44. I'm so happy when young people can't remember. I think if I was a teacher, I'd make the test so hard they could never get even one answer right. So I'd feel superior. The original man. Let's look at point one, sin for all. And I'd like to read it to you. Wherefore, this is Romans 5:12. By one man, sin entered into the world, and death by sin. And so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. I tell you, they hate this verse because they're quoting and talking about the Old Testament. And they're saying one man, not millions of years. And, you know, the scientific community traces all human life back to at least one woman, not 20 women, one woman. You say, I can't believe that. That's because that's what you've been taught. You can't believe that, but you can believe a pin exploded, a pinpoint, the Big Bang, size of a pinhead. And here we are. No God, no divine intelligence. We just happened to get here. Do you believe that? I was listening to radio the other day, and they came on, and they said they have found planets in the universe with billions times more water than our ocean. They have? Well, they did. They can tell it by the telescopes. Oh, they can? Now, I doubt that they did. But if they did, it would really prove how great God is. Billions of times more than our ocean? Our ocean's pretty good size. But you really believe that from a non-God pinhead explosion, and no one can bridge that gap from nothing to matter, and then matter to life. No one can bridge those gaps. They say they're looking for the missing link. They're not looking for a missing link. They're looking for the missing chain. They don't have any connections. None. But this verse, one man, sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death pass upon all men, for all have sinned. And this has become the most difficult part by the the neo-evangelicals of the whole New Testament, you know, neo-evangelical, they claim to be evangelical, but they don't really believe the Word of God. That's called a neo-evangelical. We're not neo-evangelical. We believe every word of God's Word. We'll never be even neo-evangelical. We're evangelical, we're not neos. Don't you ever be a neo. One of the great benefits of the justification by faith, death passed upon all have sinned, one man, but one man also made it right. And this also disproves Calvinism, that some are born to go to hell and some are born. If this is true, by one man sin entered the world and death by sin passed upon all, and every Calvinist will believe that, but they don't believe Christ died for all. I don't know any doctrine more discouraging to get people to witness than that doctrine. I don't know of anything. Not anything. I was going to do a funeral, and we asked a person if they want to be part of the funeral. The person said, no, I don't. I thought they would. I said, why not? He said, if you're going to get saved, you're going to get saved. If you're not going to get saved, you're not going to be saved. Why do I need to breathe? I wanted to say to him, well, get out of the ministry. If I believed that, I'd get out of the ministry. I had one of my best friends in Bible college, and he became a Calvinist, a five-point Calvinist. And he called me on the phone, and he's trying to get me to be a Calvinist. I said, I wasn't predestined to believe in predestination. Boy, he didn't know what to say. I mean, you know, if you believe that, I don't believe it, because it'd be a cruel God. Some people without a choice. Some would have to go to heaven without a choice. Some would go to hell without a choice. But sin entered, death came to all, but they all believe that. They just don't believe that Christ paid for all. Oh, the book of Genesis, up till the 19th century, almost everybody believed it. Darwin came along. You know, Darwin was a racist. You know that? He believed the Aborigines were not human. I don't believe in races. I believe there's only one race. The human race, don't you? I don't believe in races. I don't like it. I don't like it. Everybody ought to be treated as an individual. Now I'm going to read this from T. Robertson. The entrance of sin into the world, sin entered as a foal into a city, a wolf into a fold, a plague into a house, as an enemy to destroy, a thief to rob, poison to infect. People are against God. People, when they claim they're going against our church or any church, really they're going against God. They don't want anybody to be able to tell them that they have to do anything. That's what they're doing. They're going against God. Oh, they're not. Oh, yes, they are. Someone sitting here today that's not liking what I'm saying. Oh, they're looking like they're liking it. But down deep, they're not liking what I'm saying. They're not going against me. See, they always start with the messenger, but they're really against the one that sent the message. Someone says, how do you take some, when people get against you, I just say, they're not really against me. They're against God. You say, how do you, that's what they are. They're against God. They don't want anybody to tell them what to do. They want to be able to go out and do whatever they want, sin any way they want to. That's what they want to do. But who's going to attack God directly? In our schools, if evolution had said, we are atheists, we don't believe in God, well, it wouldn't have made it. So they don't do that. But listen, let me tell you, and no one can dispute this, evolution is atheism. You can't dispute that because it's true. You go get, do what I did, check books out of the library that aren't doctrined for the school consumption. Of course, if there's a God, He could do it in 6 days. He could do it in 6 seconds. See, God can do everything. God is not limited. Do I understand the greatness of God? I can't. But I know He's a God. I know Him personally. And I used to be an evolutionist. You know what my father? And my father believed the Bible. And I said, Dad, what do you think about evolution? He said, well, I think God caused evolution. Well, that sounds good. That sounds logical, doesn't it? But isn't that the cruelest thing? Survival of the fittest? If we really evolved and survival of the fittest was true, we'd all have eyes in the back of our necks so we could see someone stabbing us in the back. You got it? Why do we have our eyes so perfectly at the right spot? Isn't that an amazing thing? Protected eyelids. You blink your eyes. I don't know. Isn't that good? Man, I like it. We live in a day, you turn on the radio and the first thing they say, if you got diabetes, you're going to lose a limb. You're going to lose your eyes. You're going to lose your nose. You're going to lose your ears. I mean, they say you're going to have heart attack. They say everything. They're doing it to make money. I don't worry about any of that. I really don't. Why not? Because I don't care. If I die, I go to be with Christ. My wife's mother lived to be 94 years old. For the last year and a half, she did not know anybody. But if you live to be 94 years old, you don't have to know anybody your last year and a half. And even though I know how hard it is on my wife, she's still happy that her mother is now in heaven. And not laying in a bed, not getting up, and someone assisting her to get up. She didn't even know who was taking care of her. She didn't. And we're so thankful that we know where she is. That's a good thing about it, isn't it? I don't worry about all that stuff. I could worry myself sick. I really could. But I'm not going to worry about it. I just don't care. If I get Alzheimer's, I won't know it anyway. Who cares? I don't know why I'm up here now. Anybody know? Oh, boy. See, they attack the king. They say the king is all right, but we don't like his messengers, his ministers. But pretty soon, they start attacking the king. Look at, if you look at your verse sheet, John chapter 5, verses 44 through 47. How can you believe which receive honor one from another and seek not the honor that cometh from God only? Do not think that I will accuse you to the Father. There is one that accuses you, even Moses, in whom you trust. For had you believed Moses, you would have believed me, for he wrote of me. But if you believe not his writings, how shall you believe my words? Do you believe Moses' writings? I do. Does that say that Moses wrote the first five books of Pentateuch? Yes. Learn in Bible college and seminary that not ours. That we don't know for sure that Moses wrote the first five books. How could Moses have written about his own death? Very easily, prophecy. No big deal. Learn those stupid theories. These people go into seminary. I call them cemeteries. They go in to learn the Bible's not the Word of God. Man, I wouldn't want to do that. You know, when I did choose Florida Bible, and I know they had the gap theory, but they had everything else right. I chose it because I read the catalogs and I saw Bible. I was there at the University of Kentucky and I saw they were teaching the Bible. I got so excited. I said, man, they teach the Bible. And I knew God wanted me to go there. Oh, I had some stupid ideas later, but I went there. Sometimes we should go with what we feel God wants us to do and not change it, right? Sure we should. And I want to learn that Bible. And we'd have Bible studies. Old Bill Adams and I and some others, Ed Sutton, some other, the guy that turned out wrong. I won't mention his name, but I loved him to death. And we're having all these Bible studies. We're so excited about the Word of God. Man, we're witnessing to everybody. My fraternity, Theta Chi, they got together to put me out. They said I was a nut. I said, I may be a nut, but I'm screwed onto the right bolt. They said that, and then they decided I'd get over it in a year. So they left me stay in. In a year, I was worse. And I'm even worse now. And I don't regret it because this is the Word of God. Amen. Sin entered the world. And all of us. So remember the dike and the boy put his finger in the dike? Dr. Vandenbosch, you remember the dike? You remember it real good, don't you, being Dutch? He's Dutch, in case you don't know. It's your nephew or your cousin that plays for Detroit. The only thing I got against him, he almost hurt Cutler. I know it's nothing to do with you, but watch it. They had a revolt. Sin entered the world. The dike. Now, we know it wasn't a true story, but take your finger out of the dike and all the country is destroyed. You take your little part of the Bible and don't believe it, then who do you believe? You don't believe parts of the Bible, do you believe the Bible? Do you choose what you believe and not choose what you don't believe? Then it's not the Bible you believe, it's yourself, right? Of course it is. A malignant hatred of God. Our first parents yielded. Do you know where we would have been if they hadn't yielded? We'd be in the Garden of Eden eating strawberries, right? No, I think any of us would have yielded too. You say, well, what was the big deal? Well, we'll get into that maybe, possibly. But the consequences were felt through eternity. Listen, parents, when you have that tiny bit of rebellion and you say, I'm not going to follow. Listen, it's not easy to have a Philadelphia church in a Laodicean age. You know that? Do you think I don't know that if I let up and I said, okay, now I know this will offend some of you. That's okay. Just give us time. Don't. If we believe something you don't believe, give us time. But if I said it's okay to social drink, it's okay to go to the movies, and it's okay to dance, you wouldn't care how much I screamed or hollered or spit or foamed or jumped. I saw a preacher once jump up on his pulpit. I was praying that thing would collapse. I saw a preacher once run the pews. I'm not going to tell you what I was thinking there. I want you to think about this stuff. I want you to get it in your mind. Where you don't forget it. You don't forget it. Consequences throughout eternity, parents. But if I didn't believe in those, if I didn't have those things, we'd have huge crowds. You don't care how loud a preacher preaches. I still wonder about these preachers that get up and they read one verse. They read one verse. Close their Bible. Everybody behind them closes their Bible. You say, well, you'd get more people, probably. I probably would. But I want you all to know the Bible. You know, someone says, why is your church what it is? It's not because of me. It's not because of Pastor Jim. It's not because of Pastor Paul or Dr. Floyd or Dr. Vandenbosch. It's because of the Word of God. We teach the Word of God. And we, you know, when you go verse by verse, you know what I love about verse by verse? You have to cover everything. Do you ever notice how some preachers, they say, oh, that's too controversial. I'm not going to cover that. Oh, it's not? It is? You're not going to cover. Too controversial. You're not going to grow as a Christian. Not going to grow as a Christian. I hope you want to grow as a Christian. I want you to right now. I want you to look at point two, sin before the law. Romans 5:13. For until the law, sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed where there's no law. Now, that causes controversy. Do you think that means that before the law, they didn't sin? Sounds like that, doesn't it? Doesn't it sound like that's pretty much what it's saying? It does sound like that, doesn't it? Of course it does. It sure sounds like that. Is it like that? Well, no, it's not. Couldn't be. Why? Because they still sinned against conscience. You know, we have a conscience. People say, I had a guy in the church. Later, I had a woman in the church. And they said, Pastor, I don't see the big deal. Eating an apple or pomegranate or whatever it was. Some say it was a pear on the ground. Some say it's a banana because of the appeal. I know you've heard them, but it's still funny. Most people in Israel say it's a pomegranate. Doesn't matter. What's the big deal? See, that's what a rebellious person says. Well, you make such a big deal. The Scudders make such a big deal. It's not a big deal. It's not a big deal. I tell you, it is a big deal. You know, I never once ever thought my son was going to drink. I never once thought my daughter would drink. Never once. Why? Now, I would never sip, now maybe my wife. It's a joke. It's a joke. We were over in China. My son sent an email, and he said, keep Mom away from the hooch. My wife says, why? Why would he write that? I said, you're going to have to ask him. I don't know. I still don't know why he wrote it. And then she looks at me and says, what's hooch? I did a study on hooch. It started in Ohio. I'm flying with her today. Oh, boy. I think I'll make her the co-pilot. 1 Corinthians 5:22. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ all shall be made alive. Amen? Can everybody be saved? Of course. Everybody's not because they don't believe. 1 Corinthians 15:45. So it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last Adam was made a quickening spirit. Christ was the second Adam. You don't believe in Adam and Eve, and then you can't believe in Christ. That's what it said, the verses I read before this. This is the central theme of the epistle in this area. By one man, sin entered into the world. Did God only create one pair of people? Yes, He did. He did. I believe in the original creation. If we'd all still believe in the original creation, we wouldn't have had Marxism. We wouldn't have had communism. Wouldn't have had atheism. Maybe atheism, but wouldn't have the other isms. We wouldn't have the apostasy of modernism. That's why the churches can ordain homosexual preachers and priests. That's why they don't know, because they don't believe the Bible's the Word of God. They don't believe it. Wouldn't have had the isms. Where's the gap in science between inanimate matter and life? Between animals and man? The first gap was bridged when God said, how can God speak and here we are? But how can the size of a pinhead explode with no divine design? Can't. Can't. Out of nothing to be nothing. Can't. They were asking Jesus. They're trying to get Him, trap Him. They're asking about divorce. Jesus said in Mark 10:5-6, Jesus answered and said to them, from the hardness of your hearts He wrote you this precept. But from the beginning of creation, God made them male and female. Made them male and female. Someone said, well, why would you not be for Mormon? What would be wrong with a man running from the Mormon church? I'll tell you what's wrong. We only believe the Bible. We don't believe the Bible and four other books are equal to the Bible. We only believe the Bible. We don't believe in the Book of Mormon. We believe in the Book of the Bible. You think that's not a big deal? You say, well, no, I'm not anti anybody. I'm pro Bible. And no book ever comes up beside the Bible. No big deal. It's a big deal to me. Well, who do you pick? I have no idea. I would have picked Michelle Bachmann because she is a believer. You say the others aren't? I don't think so. Not born-again believers. They may be believers, but unless you're born again, you cannot go to the kingdom of heaven. Now, I did hear that another one did get born again. I hope it happened. So there could be two. Could be two. Just take the Word of God and believe it. It's a lot easier that way, isn't it? Of course it is. Oh, the sinfulness of sin. I was sitting behind the coaches last night, behind different teams during the ball game. And there's a little boy. He was the coach's son. They came over and they asked my son if he'd get up and do the beginning prayer. And they asked me to do the ending prayer. My son gets up and he has his leather jacket hanging on his seat. This little, about a third grade kid. The minute my son gets up, he's about this tall. He comes and gets a seat. And takes it over so he would have a seat with a coat on it. I'm going, what? I called him over and said, what are you doing? He said, I don't want to stand. I said, do you understand that guy's coat is on that chair? You understand that? And that's not your chair? He said, yeah, I understand that. He said, I don't want to stand. Got the chair back. I don't want him out there dribbling during halftime or quarters. Now, parents, I don't know. You can do whatever. But you let little old kids go out there and these big kids are shooting and your kid gets hit in the head. You know, the first thing they'll do in a lawsuit said your church wasn't supervising. That's right. Plus, your kid's going to get hurt. Why do I worry about it? Because in the last resort, I'm the one that gets blamed. Don't let them do that. Don't let your kids be the front of if some kid player comes and hits them. And ruins them and maims them for life. Don't let them do that. But then the kid, we told him, and Mr. Wansom went down and beautifully said, look, you can't dribble out here. Mister wants him to sit down. The kid started dribbling again. I brought him over. I said, come here. And he didn't want to come. I said, come here. I said, I don't care if your father's the coach. He said, who do you think you are? I said, I'm over this whole tournament. And if I say y'all don't come next year, you don't come next year. And I don't care your dad's the coach. You're going to obey. And he obeyed. He said, you were not mean. No, we're not mean. If someone gets hurt, you'll think I was brilliant, right? If they get hurt, you think I'm not brilliant. But that's rebellion. That's what's in the heart of man. That's where your kids are. And it's so easy. It's so easy. Now, I believe in athletes, and I believe in games, and I believe it's good for Christian character, but it can also be abused. The minute you think it's about me, the minute you think it's about you, the minute you think you're better than the other people, you're doomed. It's not about you. There's this book I'm reading about. I'm about 70% through with it, and I told about it last week. I told you I wasn't going to tell you the name of it because I don't want to totally endorse the book. But the coach was saying, kids, you're playing selfish. You're selfish. You don't care. Kids, I want you to win in life, and that's why I'm coaching. The truth was, the coach was coaching for his own selfish interests. That's what the truth was. And he's hollering at the kids, and they all knew that he was a phony. The coach realized that was wrong. He confessed it to the team, and he said, we're going to start playing by heart. And they no longer called out their team name. They would go in the huddle and they'd say, heart! And they started playing for each other. They started helping each other. And they didn't play. Now listen, you should play to win. But that's not the main reason you should play. You should play to help others. You should go to school to help others. If someone doesn't have all the blessings you were given with, and it's not their fault, not your fault you got what you got, and not their, you bless them. You be a blessing. You be a blessing. Look at Genesis 1, 26, 27. Skipping a verse here, but it's okay. First, let's look at point 3, death and all. I want you to see it in verse 14. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned after the similitude of Adam's transgressions, who is the figure of him that was to come. Very clear, isn't it? Very clear. Sin has consequences. Your decisions have consequences. I'll tell you what, and let me tell you something, especially those of you grown up in our Christian school. When you don't obey your parents, whatever you don't obey, when you raise your kids, they're going to be worse. I know you don't like to hear that one, do you? Of course you don't. Okay, look at Genesis 1, 26, 27. God said, let us make man in our own image after the likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. Do you like that? That's why we have a right to eat meat. Now listen, you can be a vegetarian. I don't care if you're a vegetarian, but the Bible says we can eat meat. I saw this bumper sticker. He said, I didn't get to the top of the food chain to be a vegetarian. Now, if you are, fine. I don't care. I really don't care. I don't care if you just eat snails. I don't care. But don't tell people it's biblical, because it's not. It's not there. From Adam to Moses, a period of 2,500 years. But they still died, proving that they were still guilty. They were still guilty. How do you think Adam's sons, during that period before the flood, got wives? Now, girls, listen to me. Guys, listen to me. Because God provided them with wives. Can you imagine getting a wife from the world and they say, we're going to go live in that ship, that ark? Not me. Does it have a Starbucks on board? I don't know. Almost every woman in the church likes Starbucks. There was a girl coming in last night. She had 3 cups of Starbucks. I said, I won't say her name. She said, I said, thank you for the Starbucks. And I took all 3 from her. And she just sits there horrified, but not enough to tell her pastor that he couldn't have them. I gave them back. I gave them back because I wouldn't dare pollute my soul with that stuff. But do you notice here, and I'm going to throw this in for free, here it says you have permission to fish. You show me one place that gives you permission to golf. It's not there. It's not there. They sinned against the moral law in their hearts. Look at Genesis 26:5. Because Abraham obeyed my voice, kept my charges, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws, even though they didn't have the law of Moses, they did have things from God to do. Death reigned from Adam to Moses. Before we die, we always feel a little bit different, don't we, than we feel right now? Now, some say this means that infants will go to hell. Infants do not go to hell. Every infant goes to heaven. King David's baby went to heaven. If King David's baby went, all babies go to heaven. Amen? If the root's damaged, the branches are damaged, the fountain is damaged, all the streams are damaged. Adam was the figure of the type of him that was to come. He was. He was. That's what makes all the difference. Do you get it? We believe in Genesis. If you don't believe in Genesis, you don't believe the rest of the Bible. I believe in the beginning God created. If you can believe in the beginning God created, you don't have a problem with Jonah being swallowed by a whale. If God said Jonah was swallowed by a minnow, I'd believe it. Say, what kind of a whale could swallow a man? Well, some people think it was a whale shark. I don't know what kind of whale it was. I don't know. I really don't know. We've had a whale shark approach our boat. My son and I were there, and it was huge. It was bigger than our boat. It came up and was touching our motor, and my son looked at me, and he said, Dad, what are we going to do? I said, Son, this will prove whether you're really born again or not. If we go down, we go down with a boat. Did you see that cruise ship, Costa ship? Wow. That captain, they claim, I don't know if it's true, didn't stay with the ship. I hope he did. Hope it's not true. Horrible. How does that happen in this age? I don't know. I'd take a guess. How do you hit a submerged island? How do you do that? It's almost impossible. But see, we think we've got it made. We think, oh, I don't need God. But you think differently right before you die, right? Don't you? Now, I want to take some time to share with you, and I want all of you paying attention. I want you to look at my right and your left. For by grace are you saved through faith, Ephesians 2:8-9. And that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. No boasters in heaven. You're not going to go to heaven because I did a good job. Give me my place. What do you mean, that's my mansion? I want that mansion. None of that. None of that. When you get in heaven, there'll be no boasting. Because you didn't get there because you earned it. You got there because it's a gift. How do you get a gift? You receive it. I want this hand to represent Christ. He who knew no sin, 2 Corinthians 5:21, was made sin for us, that we could be made the righteousness of God in Him. Paid our sin. Takes our sin, gives us His righteousness. Pretty good deal, isn't it? I'm not going to heaven because there's any goodness in Jim Scudder. There's no goodness in me except what I have in Christ. I'm going to heaven because there was only one person lived a perfect life, and that was Christ. Not you, not me. There's not any of you that have sinned too much. There's no Christian that can't come back to God. The devil wants you to think, just do it once, it won't hurt. Then after you've done it once, you're too sinful to come back. It's not true in either case. One time will hurt. God looks upon you and me as in Christ, and He sees us without sin. He sees me in Christ and Christ in me. I'm going to heaven not because I've done something good, but the perfect one on the cross shed His blood, was buried, and the third day rose again. And I'm going to heaven because of the death, burial, and resurrection. That's the gospel. Boy, isn't that good news, man? That gets me so excited. Let's all bow our heads with every head bowed and every eye closed.